But right now, Dr. Rob Congdon is going to look back through 2012 and at the same time project into 2013 a bit. Rob, this has been a very interesting year as it relates to the European Union. I guess the main story would have to be the economic crisis. Would you agree with that? And what is the situation, generally speaking, as we look at the European Union right now?
Well, yes, it definitely is. The economics is the crucial issue. Much of Europe is on the edge, if not already back into a second recession. That has been what they've been looking at all year. They've been trying to find solutions, and what I think above all in best summary of it is in 12 months, they really haven't come up with a finalized solution, a few Band-Aids to help things go keep going. But what it has brought to the issue is, what is the future of the EU and the sovereign states that are part of it? Should the EU become the all-powerful empire, if you will, or should the sovereign states break away, solve their own financial problems as if solving a problem in their own home instead of outside of the home? And that has been the issue, as will most likely be the continuing issue this coming year. And I still believe, and most of the key people of Europe say, the solution is for the European Union to become the all-powerful group of all the states together.
Economically, you're talking about?
Yes, economically, but always remember, once you have the economic power, you eventually have all the political power to it. It sort of flows together, and it's through economics that that political union will truly, truly solidify.
I think that's the golden rule. He who has or controls the goal does indeed rule. Do you see that pretty tough structure coming together? We've talked in the past about an economic structure for all 27 member states. Does that look like it could gel in 2013?
I think so. I think what we're going to see in 2013 is, and kind of using an American term like the Federal Reserve that really has say over many of the banks and regulations and controls, I think we're going to see that develop in Europe. They already are ruling about the money that is used and some of the more tighter regulations of some of the banks. That's where it's headed, is get the control of a central European bank that truly is a central European bank, which would then control, again, the banking, which leads to the finances, which leads to the political.
Yes, and leads to the leadership. Well, talk to me about a call that came from a number of the leaders in Europe earlier in 2012. It was calling for one president over the European Union and combining the three structures, the 27 member states, I think that's the council, and then you have your commission, and then you have the legislature.
That's right. They're calling for a supra president, if you will. Right now you have two. You have the Barroso, who's a president of the commission, then you have the president of the council, and they really want one man. And remember, that seems to be the trend. Ultimately, you have to have a one man at the head, and that's what they want to lead to. There are many men that are already planning their candidacy and how to do their campaign to get that position. We've talked about them many times. There's Tony Blair.
Of course, let me just remind everybody, eavesdropping on this conversation, what Rob just said is key for having Rob as a regular broadcast partner. We need to keep watching the European Union. Here's a man who could become the president. That is a prerequisite, I believe, for the scenario found in Bible prophecy for the future. And in addition to a one leader of the European Union, a super president, as you referred to him, they continue in Europe. The leadership continues to use the word empire. Do you think they really think they're going to become an empire, or is that a Freudian slip? What's the use of that word so prevalent for?
I think they're using the word empire because what they wanted to suggest is a single power over many independent or former independent nations. I think they're using it in the very technical term, but they do dream of that, and what they're trying to avoid, the leaders that use that term, are trying to avoid the idea of federation, which is what the American system is, where you have a central government, but you have states that have reserved powers. An empire, you don't have that. You have a central government, and then the states carry out the tasks from them under that, and all the powers are only given to the states from the empire, whereas in a federation, the states reserve the primary powers, and the federation only gets powers given to them. A big difference. Our press is always talking about a federation, but many Europeans are talking about the empire idea. So we need to watch, because the one is more what we see in biblical prophecy. The other is what we already have here in the U.S., something we're familiar with, but certainly doesn't fit the pattern that the scriptures would indicate at the end times.
Well, since you are a student of the prophetic passages in God's Word, telling us of the end time scenario that's going to unfold, would you not see everything we've talked about in this report today actually setting the stage for the European Union to be the key in establishing the revived Roman Empire as called for in Bible prophecy?
Well, when we pull everything together, the worldview, events happening around the world, and we add in the events of the European Union, we've always said the European Union seems to be the embryo, whether it evolves into a different form of government, but I still think it is on the path to that final world empire.
Wow, wow. Well, the Word of God and current events unfolding in our world seem to indicate we are at that time, as described, that the time of Jesus would be his return to this earth. And it's exciting to even think about it and talk about it. Dr. Rob Congdon with our European Union update. He's a regular right here on Prophecy Today. We want to keep him that way. We need to know what's happening in that part of the world. Rob, thank you so very much, and Happy New Year's. Talk to you again next year.
It's always great to be with you. May you have a blessed New Year to all your listeners.